Drew, you guys have had significant roster turnover since 2013, the last time you made a playoff appearance. Is that kind of a necessity in the NFL to kind of turn over this much? I think you guys only have like 9 guys left from that team.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think it's a necessity. I mean, listen, we lost a lot of guys after that 13 season. Guys that had been here for a long time, guys that had been great leaders for this team, and really a mainstay for this team. A lot of those guys had been a part of the 09 championship run and certainly the 2010 and 11 playoff teams as well. So, we went through a little bit of a roller coaster ride there in 14-15, obviously, with the roster turning over and just, you know, trying to find ourselves again, reestablish, what we had built when Sean first got here in 2006. And I think that's what was realized was that, you know, we need to go out and acquire the right type of guys, you know, and really value character, toughness, and intelligence in the way that we draft and the way that we go out and look at free agents. And that's really been the process here the last 2 years. And you look around the locker room and you see those types of guys, and it's the reason why we're successful.
How special is this week for you after the last couple of years?
Oh, yeah, to be playing, to be in the hunt, to be making a run, absolutely. This is great.
Did you have enough time to look down to what you had earlier this week?
Yeah.
Can you be prepared?
Yes, absolutely. I'll be prepared.
What was that like for you emotionally, starting a week off?
Yeah. It was obviously very sad in the passing of my grandfather, but, I really came back energized from the last 2 days, just being with my family and with friends and with, you know, guys that played for my grandfather and just listening to their stories again. And, you know, it just reemphasized to me what a great man he was and just what a wise man he was and just a true American hero. But not only that, but he's my hero, you know. And so I learned so much from him, and, again, just reemphasizes all the things that are really important in life and the values and morals that, you know, I want to live by, not only in the way I conduct myself as a family man and in the community, but also as a member of this team. And so it was a powerful, you know, few days. Obviously very sad at times, but also incredible just to remember his life and legacy.
Did you try to put football aside for 2 days, or did you
No, I brought what I needed to bring to prepare. And so, you know, in between, I did what I had to do to prepare and get ready.
Drew, when you play the same team 3 times in 1 season,
yep,
how much do you need to shake up patterns so that, I mean, Sean used the word yawn in describing what Keekly must be doing when he's looking at film right now.
Yeah. Listen, divisional opponents, you know, obviously there's a level of familiarity because you're playing each other a lot, and, you know, that's been, you know, we've all been going against each other for a long time now, you know. But in these games, there's always wrinkles on both sides. You should always try to prepare for, or at least have the ability to make adjustments, you know, on the run when you need to. They're a very good football team. They're a very good defense. Got a lot of very good players, very well coached. So, you know, for us, it's, you know, do what we do, do it very well, execute to perfection, and make the plays when you have the opportunities.
Is Keekly as good at that cat and mouse game as anybody you go against?
He's one of the smartest football players I've ever seen, been around, had the chance to go up against, yes.
When you look at this team's film, I mean, look, they've had wins against New England and Minnesota, and they've had some tough losses. Is it consistent when you look at it? Is it inconsistent with what they've done and how they've done it this season?
I think overall they've been pretty consistent, you know. I think every team, just like us, you know, you probably look back on a few of those games and, you know, wish you would have done a thing or two different or felt like there was a play or two that would have made the difference. But, you know, bottom line is we're here right now. We're both in the playoffs. You know, we're hosting them. And it's should be a good game.
Do your third down numbers make sense to you as you research it this year? This offense seems to be efficient in a lot of areas, but hasn't played out.
You know, I'm not going to make excuses. I think that if I pulled up all the third downs, I could certainly pick out one or two in each game and say that was one we should have made for whatever reason. And If we make those, then tack on the percentage points, and we would be the number one third down offense in the league, which is where we're used to being. Listen, there's some instances in there where it's, hey, it's third and 15, and you're on the plus 40, and your mindset is, let's make sure we get in field goal range. It's not important to get the first down here and take the risk of being knocked out of field goal range. Let's get the first down. Or we took a knee in victory on third down. I'm not worried about that third down either. So there's a few of those that, well, if you tack those on, it probably looks a little bit better. But bottom line is, I'll just focus on the ones that I know from game to game. Hey, there was one or two there that we should have had. And obviously, when you talk about attention to detail and room for error, you get into the playoffs, you want to be as efficient as possible in those areas, because that could be the difference between winning and losing.
And you've talked a lot this year about still not playing that perfect game or at different times of the season. When it comes to you specifically, or the passing game specifically, what's something that you feel like hasn't been perfect yet?
Just like third down, you could turn on the film and say, man, that was a play felt like we should have had, you know, and, you know, that gives us an extra first down, or that gives us an extra 7 points or 3 points or whatever it might be, you know, helps us possess the ball for another 5 minutes. You know, those are the things that, again, if you're talking about playing as close to perfect as you want to play, you know, those are the things you want to make sure you're hitting on.
Through a first home playoff game since 2011 season, any expectation for the atmosphere this Sunday?
I'm sure it's going to be crazy. Hope our fans know what a difference they made, you know, in that Atlanta game, when obviously we stressed the importance of that, and I don't think I need to stress the importance of this one. I think our fans know, and I know they'll be ready.
What do you tell the rookies on your team who are doing so well, but this is their first playoff experience?
Yeah.
How do you help them get ready?
Well, because you tell them it's all about the preparation during the week. And I think they got a taste of what that atmosphere can be like, you know, from a few weeks back with that Atlanta game, just knowing the importance of that and kind of where it put us in the division. So we got a great group of veteran guys, great group of leaders. That's been communicated throughout the week. It will continue to be as we get ready for Sunday. Just the importance of preparation, how that carries over to game day, and then, you know, what it's going to be like on game day.
You mentioned the roller coaster after 13.
Yep.
As you know that your window is closing, so how much more of a sense of urgency has there been for you, and how do you make that a priority and yet not let that dominate all of your thoughts?
I approach every game the same way. You know? I prepare like every game could be my last, or it's a playoff game, or I've got something to prove, and I've got an edge. You know, so it's not like, oh, the playoffs are here, okay, let's, time to ramp it up, and things are a little more important. It's always important, you know? So, for me, the preparation is no different.
This seems like kind of a simple concept. Obviously, a run game and a defense are a quarterback's best friend. Is this sort of the year that, you know, you've been waiting for or hoping for, where you only needed to throw for 4,400 instead of 5,400, or, you know?
Sure is nice. I mean, listen, does it change the way I prepare? No. You know, does it change my mindset going to the game? No. It's just, you know, when you add up the number of throws, I don't know what it was, but it's probably my fewest attempts in a long time, right? You know, so if you're taking away 5, 7, 10 attempts a game, and those are going to the run game, well, that means you're doing something right in the run game. And it probably means that you're playing good defense, because you're not in a position where you have to throw the ball or make, you know, get big chunks, you know. So still, my mindset doesn't change in regards to preparation or the efficiency at which I want to play at, you know. I still think positive plays. I still think taking care of the football and all those things. But I think at the end of the day, what has it done for me? Well, it doesn't force me to have to take as many chances.
How are you a different player now than, say, maybe 10 years ago? You're older, but is it, you know, the mantra, older but wiser?
Yeah, I think so, yes. You know, just the ability to manage a work week, understanding what's, you know, what's really important. I mean, there's certain things, like I spend a lot more time taking care of my body now than I did 10 years ago, you know. So that just means I have to be uber efficient with everything I'm doing in the classroom, with the film study, with I know how I learn the best. I know what I need to do in order to, you know, put the day's worth of work behind me so that I can move on to the next day's installation, you know. And so, yeah, older, wiser, more efficient.
Last question, guys.
Yeah.
Why do you think the week three game against Panthers proved to be a turning point for you guys?
I think it validated a lot of our preparation up to that point. You know, certainly it was disappointing to start off week season 0-2 and listen to you guys tell us about another 0-2 start. But we knew that, man, we were just that close, you know, so much closer than I think most people give us credit for. And you just needed the validation of, like, going out there and getting a W as a result of it, you know. And so really I think there was like a two-game stretch there, you know. It was, all right, we're on the road, we're Carolina, and then we're on a plane to London, and there's that Miami game, and then we're bye week, and then it's like, all right. And then we rattle off 8 in a row, you know. So I think it was just the confidence to know that, man, the process is good. Like, we're doing something right here, and it's something to build on.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Drew.